This is Teacher Talk, the MC Academy podcast where you can listen to fun and authentic conversations with your favourite teachers. In this week's episode, we talk to Morgan and find out all about his favourite food. So get your pens and pencils ready, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Alright guys, so here we are in the first episode with my first guest, Morgan. How's it going, Morgan? You alright?
Hey Harry, I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. So I thought we could start with like an introduction about you. So yeah, tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Morgan. I'm from Ireland originally. I come from the southwest of Ireland. I've been living in Manchester for almost 3 years. It will be 3 years in November. A fun fact about me is that my family has a restaurant that I worked in a lot as a kid.
Oh, that's funny that you say that, because today's topic, we're actually going to talk about food.
Oh.
Tell us a bit more about that restaurant. What kind of food did you sell there?
Well, in the restaurant, it's a seafood restaurant. So a lot of fish and different types of seafood like mussels and oysters. And we have lobster as well, which a lot of people like.
That sounds good. Did you have a favorite dish that you served?
In the restaurant, my favorite dish, I think, was scallops. I love scallops. Yeah. And they come with smoked salmon. Very rich.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds great. All right. So, yeah, I thought we could just talk about some food. First of all, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food... I think it's very easy, but my favorite food is chocolate.
Oh, good choice. Why chocolate?
I love chocolate. It is such a comfort food. It makes me feel happy whenever I eat chocolate. I love to eat chocolate, even though it's not so good for you. It's sweet. It's rich, it's smooth, and you can get lots of different types and flavors of chocolate.
Yeah. And it makes you feel better, right? When you feel down.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Okay, on opposite of that, what is the worst food? What is the food that you can't stand?
The food that I really can't stand, I hate coconut.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like coconut at all. In food or in drinks or in like curries. Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of Thai food because Thai food uses a lot of coconut milk. But I don't like the taste. I don't like the texture when it's like flaky.
Surprise, I love coconut. What about a Bounty, which is chocolate and coconut together?
No, it's my least favorite type of chocolate. Whenever at Christmas, you always get the big boxes of chocolates, and I always avoid the Bounties. Mm-hmm. They're always left at the end.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm the opposite. I love Bounties. I go straight in for them.
I'll send you all of mine.
Yes, please. Okay, next, we're going to talk a little bit about cooking. Are you interested in cooking? Do you do lots of cooking at home?
I love cooking. Because of the restaurant, I learned to cook when I was really young. My mom always taught us how to cook. So I cook most evenings. And I always love to try new recipes from the internet and from any cookbooks that I find.
Yeah, so. Nice. And if I came around to your house, what would your speciality dish be that you could cook for me?
I love to make like Mexican food, so like chicken fajitas, guacamole, things like this. But I'll also make you a nice traditional Irish stew.
Ooh, please.
With lamb and potatoes and vegetables. It's really nice, especially in winter.
Okay.
Warms you up.
Yeah, great. So next we're going to ask some hypothetical questions. So the first one is, if you could have any food for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
As in just one type of food or a cuisine, like from a country?
Okay, yeah, we'll say from a country. If you could eat any food from one country, what would you choose?
I think I would choose Chinese food because I really like the spices that they use in Chinese food. There's a little bit of chili, but it's not too spicy because I find spicy food is too hot for me. They use different types of meats and vegetables, and I love rice.
Yeah. Have you ever been to China to try the food from there?
No, I haven't. I studied Chinese language in university for 1 year, and we tried a lot of Chinese food in that, but I haven't visited China yet.
Oh, okay. And for the guys that are living in Manchester, do you have any favorite Chinese restaurants?
Yeah, well, it's Japanese as opposed to Chinese, but it's very good. Is Sakura. Sakura is excellent Japanese restaurant. Yeah.
Near Oxford Road, kind of,
it's
right?
Near Oxford Road, yeah.
All right, so you mentioned Sakura as your favorite Japanese restaurant, but what about your favorite overall restaurant in Manchester?
I think my favorite restaurant is Bundabus. It's
good choice, yeah.
A vegetarian Indian restaurant. It's really near the school. It's just across the square. And it's got a really good price and amazing Indian food. Mm-hmm. And it's all halal as well, so.
Oh, perfect, yeah. Yeah. That's great. So in Manchester, we often call dinner tea. And I wanted to ask you, what are you going to have for your tea tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to have some leftovers. I cooked a lot of food last night, so I'm going to have some leftover dinner from last night. I made a mango and lime chicken stir fry with lots of vegetables, and I've got some lovely rice that I made as well, so I'm looking forward to that.
Was that spicy?
It's a little bit spicy, but I don't eat food that's very, very spicy. There's maybe half a chili in there.
Do you often make leftovers for the next day?
I like to make leftovers to make big meals that have leftovers so that I don't have to cook every day.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a good idea.
It's nice to make like a big shepherd's pie or something like that so you can eat it or freeze it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
But enough about me, Harry. What about you? What's your favorite food?
It's a difficult question. I love so much food. I think probably pizza. Pizza you can eat anytime. Breakfast, you can have a pizza.
Pizza for breakfast?
Yeah, why not?
What is your favorite toppings? What's your favorite thing to put on the pizza?
Might be boring, but I think just pepperoni. Straight up pepperoni.
I do love pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be ruined by too many things like pineapple. What do you reckon about pineapple on pizza?
Pineapple is the only thing next to coconut that I don't like.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I love so many foods, but pineapple and coconut are my two no-nos.
Okay. All right, guys. So that's all we have time for this week on Teacher Talk. Thanks a lot for joining us, Morgan.
Oh, thanks for having me, Harry. I'm hungry now. I've got to go have my lunch.
Oh, yeah, me too. So guys, make sure you check out all the questions that will be posted underneath, and also check out some extra vocabulary that we used throughout the episode. And finally, make sure you tune in to next week's episode. Thanks a lot.